Welcome to the weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the pharmaceutical company Merck is giving itself a heart attack. Researchers analyzed internal company documents, which surfaced during lawsuits over injuries and deaths from its drug Vioxx. Merck recalled Vioxx in 2004 after it was linked to an increased risk of heart attacks. The Merck documents show that the company drafted positive medical articles about Vioxx, which were then published under the names of academic researchers. Other Merck documents show that the company sat on early data linking Vioxx to patient deaths. A Merck employee said that the damning conclusions drawn from the internal documents are, quote, false and misleading.
Minnesota cell phone users, beware. A telecom industry front group is trying to mislead you in its attempts to defeat a bill before the state legislature. The Wireless Telephone Consumer Protection Act would require cell phone companies to provide customers with accurate information about their service area coverage and billing practices. But the group MyWireless.org claims that the bill would saddle cell phone users with extra fees. MyWireless.org describes itself as a consumer advocacy group, but it's run by the cell phone industry group CTIA. MyWireless.org has registered several lobbyists in the Minnesota Capitol. It's also running ads in the state and encouraging residents to send emails opposing the bill to legislators. One state senator who received the canned email said, quote, "The wireless companies lied to the public, convincing many to oppose a bill they would support if they saw the legislation," end quote.
Fancy hotel rooms and special doll accessories? It's probably not what the founders of Earth Day had in mind. But companies are increasingly using Earth Day as a marketing hook. One hotel chain is using Earth Day on April 22nd to promote its new Lexus Hybrid Living Suites. The rooms feature organic bedsheets and mini bars with biodynamic wines. Mattel introduced a new line of doll accessories called Barbie Because, which it says are green. Even automakers are getting in on the act. General Motors released a green-themed fake TV news spot.
So what is the most recycled product in the U.S.? Bottles? Newspapers? How about automobiles?
The growing commercialization of Earth Day is leading some to ask if it's the new Christmas.
Speaking of greenwashing, some Australians are asking why two respected environmental groups have joined forces with the coal industry. WWF and the Climate Institute are in an alliance with the Australian Coal Association and the Coal Miners Union. The alliance is urging Australia's government to fund research into so-called clean coal. Other environmental groups and Green Party politicians say the coal industry has received enough in government subsidies. A WWF spokesperson said his group feels it is important to know quickly whether clean coal can be used to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The conservative pro-war group Freedom's Watch may be investigated by the Federal Election Commission. It's running an ad in Louisiana accusing the Democratic candidate in a special congressional election of supporting higher taxes. The Democratic Party filed a formal complaint over the ad, saying it's the product of illegal coordination between Freedom's Watch and the Republican Party. The Freedom's Watch and Republican Party ads for the race use the same graphics and similar scripts. The script file for the Freedom's Watch ad also shows edits made by Republican staffers. In addition, Freedom's Watch started running its ad the day after the Republicans stopped theirs.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the pharmaceutical company Merck. After its Vioxx recall, Merck spent $20 million on a 6-month image-boosting ad campaign designed by the firm Ogilvy & Mather Worldwide. The campaign's slogan was, "Merck, where patients come first." The ads touted Merck's providing some low-income patients with drugs at reduced or no cost. An Ogilvy executive said, quote, "We want the public to understand a little more who Merck is and raise the awareness of Merck, but we also want to communicate useful information," end quote.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.